You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Tuesday, it's Agri Tuesday this week, and we're taking a look at a very interesting concern in the agricultural space, the halting of anti-venom production that has raised some serious concerns in the animal kingdom, I suppose. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of the African Snake Bite Institute, Johan Moret, to take a look at this and try and understand it. Good evening, Johan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding the particular anti-venom that has been halted in terms of production and its uses in everyday life in South Africa.
Thank you for the invite. It hasn't really halted. It just seems that the wheels have come off. So anti-venom in South Africa, we have two regular snake anti-venoms. We have a monovalent boomslang anti-venom, and then we have a polyvalent anti-venom that covers the venom of 10 snakes, most of the cobras, the adders, the runkels. And it is produced by the South African vaccine producers, which is part of the National Health Laboratories. And since COVID, there's been a dire shortage, and it appears at this stage that there is virtually no production and virtually no stock. Very difficult for us to get answers, but I have seen recent emails where they have said that they do not have stock. Now, the problem with the anti-venom is that in a serious snake bite, it is the correct treatment for a human and for pet, especially dogs that get bitten very often because they're natural hunters. They see a snake and they want to kill it. And the veterinarians are finding it extremely difficult to obtain anti-venom, and a lot of dogs are dying.
Johan, when we look at the production of the anti-venom, is there a missing ingredient that's perhaps caused the production to slow down? What is the process like to manufacture the anti-venom, and do we kind of know where the holdup is?
No, we're not sure where the holdup is. There has been excuses in the past. It's a long process. You basically take the venom of the 10 snakes and you inject it into a horse in very small quantities, just enough to trigger its immune system, not enough to harm the horse in any way. And week by week, you increase these dosages, and it takes the horse about 9 months to become immune to the snake venom. At that stage, you can draw about 9 liters of blood every second month, and the serum is removed from the blood, purified, and that pretty much is the anti-venom. So you're injecting patients with horse serum, and that horse serum finds the venom and neutralizes it. So if you have any problems in that 9-month process, you're going to have to start from scratch.
That sounds like a very complicated process. Johan, when we think about the number of people that are bitten by snakes, or the number of humans and pets, I suppose, that are bitten by snakes either every year or every month, how serious a problem does this become if we continue to not have anti-venom on the ready or on hand?
Yes, it's a disaster. You know, humans, we have about 10 to 12 snake bite fatalities a year. And in most of these cases, if you can hospitalize the patient very early on, soon after the bite, and provide the correct treatment, you can save a lot of lives. But that gives us no indication of the morbidity, because 9 out of 10 bites that we see are from snakes with cytotoxic venom that do tissue damage. And in a lot of these cases, the tissue damage is severe. And that means that you're going to have a patient in a hospital for months, various operations, disfigurement, potentially amputations. And by and large, in South Africa, as in many other African countries, snake bite is a poor man's disease. If you're a rural farmer working barefoot in the field, you're exposed. Your risk of a bite is infinitely higher. And more often than not, you're very far away from the nearest hospital. That's the one part of the problem. Far more dogs get bitten by snakes because snakes end up in suburban gardens. The dogs tackle them. And these are people's pets. And they end up at a vet, and the vet does not have anti-venom. And in any serious bite, there's a likelihood that that dog will die.
Johan, is there an alternative solution here? Something like importing the venom in the meantime? Is that even an option? I mean, the process you outlined earlier on around how the venom is manufactured seems very complicated and quite lengthy. And as you said, any disruptions to that cause a greater problem than having to just get that. Can we get the venom elsewhere?
Yes, there is a solution. There is a product called Pan-African Premium that comes in from India. It has World Health Organization approval. It's distributed in South Africa, but because it's not a registered drug here, you have to apply to purchase it under Section 21 of SAHPRA, which means that you have to do a fair amount of paperwork to be able to access this antivenom. The second problem is that it costs per vial about the same as the local antivenom, just over 2,000 rand a vial. So in humans with polyvalent antivenom, you're going to need 6 vials for a start. With a Pan-African problem, you need double the dosage. So you're looking at double the cost. So for a Marmobite, for instance, you'll start with, let's say, 12 vials. You're looking at about close on 30,000 rand. But with a Pan-African product, you're looking at about 60,000 rand just for the antivenom and not for the treatment.
Johan, as the African Snakebite Institute, your role, I mean, obviously, aside from keeping South Africans, consumers and citizens informed around these things, is also the protection of whether it's snake species or human species alike. Is there kind of a way that individuals can safeguard themselves? Are there immediate dangers in that respect, or are we kind of still safe at the moment?
Yes, we're safe at the moment. The major hospitals do have stock. Some of the private hospitals have started stocking the imported product. But I think it's important for people to take basic precautions. Snakes bite in desperation. When you stand on them or when you accidentally corner them, if you try and kill them, that's when they bite. So our recommendation is that, especially at night, people should try and use torches. A lot of people get bitten when they accidentally stand on snakes. As for snakes in gardens, they're attracted by rodents and they're attracted by frogs. So if you have water features, you can attract the frogs. If you have dog food lying around, bird aviaries with seeds around, you attract the rodents and that brings the snakes in. So keep your property clean. And the moment you see an abundance of rodents, which most people don't see because they're sitting watching television or doing whatever they do indoors and they don't know what's going on outdoors. But keep an eye out for that. You have rodents around, you're going to attract snakes.
Certainly some very interesting insights and things to be aware of, especially when you take your next trip around your garden. We'll leave it at that, Johan. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights and especially for the alert. That's Johan Maree, who is the CEO of the African Snakebite Institute, on the shortage of anti-venom that is currently in the market and how you can stay safe.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.